So we've made it finally, and the sunset has been absolutely amazing. We've been here catching Luke, get some cheeky selfies in there. You're right there, mate. So we've got no space for any of my bags. No space for me. I'm 5'9" and my knees are kind of hitting the dashboard a little bit, but we'll be fine. And if me and Patrick didn't like each other before this trip, we will definitely hate each other by the end of
it. That means we'll definitely hate each other.
For this week's episode of A Girl's Guide To, I find myself in a brand new JTW Mini, which I've just picked up from BMW Bury in Chiswick. Now we're gonna be taking this little badger off to Oxford because we're gonna take it to the Mini factory to find out what the apprentices have been up to. And ahead of apprenticeship week, what options are out there for people that want to get into the industry? Along the way, we're gonna find a couple roads that I can really test this little baby out because I'm quite intrigued to see how it performs next to my 595 comp. So when I jumped into the JCW, I thought to myself, you know what, £30,000, lovely little hot hatch, 231 brake, 0 to 62 in 6.3 seconds. And that's pushing out of a 2-litre, four-part twin turbo engine. It's a nice, fun car to drive. And you know what, I wanted to see what it was like in comparison to my little 595. But they're definitely two different animals. This is a lot heavier. It's also a 6-speed manual as opposed to the 5-speed, which I've got in the Abarth. It's got, the gearbox is a little bit clunkier than I thought it would be, but it moves from gear to gear very smoothly. First to second, I still haven't managed to get as smooth as I would like to really get that power down, but it is quite a torquey engine. The steering is heavier, a lot heavier, but that actually adds to the feeling of being quite planted to the road. These cars, I've heard from people that have driven in the Mini Challenge, are great fun because they're kind of low, squat, and wide. What do I think of it? I think it's a great car to be driving, you know, sort of daily. It's playful. The exhaust note on this really does make me laugh because it sort of pops and farts and burps whilst you're going up the road. I am enjoying it. I think it's good fun. But I don't know, it is something, I can't decide if I really like it that much yet.